From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Exports of Caribbean garments to the US on the rise. Why whale watching could become an important asset for tourism. And we take a special extended look at Vere Cornwall Bird, the region's longest serving leader. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean Basin countries last year increased the volume and value of garments exported to America by a quarter. The rise has led to the Caribbean securing almost 14% of the US market. It comes as a result of special agreements for access and increased quotas, Yvette Rowe reports.
Caribbean textile and apparel experts forecast that this year will see another 25% rise in the volume and value of exports, in spite of fears that under NAFTA, the Mexican industry could seriously eat into Caribbean markets. The Caribbean's garment exports to the United States last year totaled 12.3 billion square meters, a rise of nearly a quarter over the previous years. Experts say these figures for the Caribbean basin are well ahead of the 6% increase in general world garment exports to the US last year. The Caribbean basin's share of the US market at just under 14% provides serious competition to exporters from Southeast Asia, who have cornered 14.9% of the market. The main regional exporter to the United States last year was the Dominican Republic. Its shipments grew by 18% with earnings in excess of $1 billion. Costa Rica, Guatemala, Honduras and Jamaica also witnessed increased sales, Honduras by 43% and Jamaica by nearly a third. Most of the region's apparel exports to the US are produced under the 807 Offshore Assembly Program, which allows garments to be assembled in the region from fabric made and cut in the United States and then exported to the US.
Yvette Rowe.